Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm in San Antonio, Texas, where it may be colder. It's as cold here in Texas as it is in some places in the U.S. I've been here for a wonderful Christians United for Israel Leadership Summit. Of course, this is the Hagee Ministries. They head this up, John and Diana Hagee. And then we've had people here speaking to us about current affairs and things that involve Israel and Christians, dedicated Christians united with Israel. And so this has been a wonderful summit. There are a lot of people kind of stranded down here because of the weather in Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth, particularly. It's cold here, and it's raining cold all day, and I do see some ice out on the trees. But I think in Dallas-Fort Worth, there have been a lot of cancellations and people going and making contacts because people are here from everywhere, the leadership all across the U.S. and even some from Great Britain. So their flights have been canceled in Dallas. So there may be some people joining us here. We're in a lovely, warm place. Shelley and I had planned to go ahead and not leave until tomorrow. We may or may not be able to fly out tomorrow, but we're in a wonderful, comfortable place. And the Lord is good, and I trust you're in a wonderful, warm, and comfortable place as we have winter weather in the U.S. A couple of things to say to you this morning. They've had some weather in Branson, and you know Prayer Mountain is out in the boonies, and so because of the roads and the crookedness and the condition of things, there will not be a meeting at Prayer Mountain today at noon. So for those of you in the area, I'm sure you probably figured that out. But for those of you who are on the call and join us at noon, there will not be a stream live, but we will call at 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock sharp, we will be on the line here with our second appointment, our second Moed, with our wonderful, condescending Father, who will speak to us today, who will lead us and give us utterance today to pray for his plans in the earth. I want to tell you that I'm going to another meeting in Houston, the 23rd and 24th of February, and this is the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. People will be here from Jerusalem. I'm a member of this breakfast. Advisory, I don't know, maybe it's just an honorary, I don't know, but it's one of the boards. And so this is headed up from people from Jerusalem, and Michelle Bachman usually goes wherever they have one. She's one of the really, you know, executive board people. And so they're meeting in Houston, Texas, the 23rd and the 24th. Now you can go online to Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast and find out if it's open to the public. I think it is. And so it'll be very informative and very good. Now, we're thinking, and we do not have it nailed down, that we will have our own meeting the next day, Saturday the 25th, and I'm even thinking maybe the 26th Sunday evening, but nothing is sure about this. Nothing is sure about this meeting. We don't have a place secured yet, and it will be kind of an informal type gathering. We'll discuss some things, talk about some things going on in the earth, prophetic things, and then talk about our project in Israel. And any offerings that we receive, they're going to be for Migdol because things are really going there. And, of course, that means, you know, that we need the monies coming in so to do it. So anything that comes in, we will be planting in that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful state of Israel. Now, this morning, as we gather together, the presence of the Lord, just think about it. Heaven's helping us. God's helping us. This earth is a needy place. And it's a place where so many things are happening internationally. We were spoken to by a man here who is in the know on these things. And one of the men from Israel who spoke to us, one of the Jewish men, he spoke of what they call, I think they call it Mabam. And it's a war between the wars. It's like a war that's going on. You don't have an outright declared war, but you've got a war going on in the meantime. And he said it's going on nightly. And what is going on nightly is Iran shipping weaponry with its destination to go through Syria and to be maybe stored there, and then on to their proxy, Hezbollah, in Lebanon. And Israel nightly is bombing convoys, bombing the places that these weapons are stored in Syria particularly. And then he talked about the Russian connection and Russia's really oversight of things. So what do I see? I see here, and I recently did something down at the ministers' conference called What Do I See in 2023 and the Near Future? And, of course, what I see is what even the Lord has been telling to us. We see something, the Ezekiel war. We see unrest. We see, and I meant to look it up this morning, but I didn't. But one day he spoke to us about the evil countries. And one of those countries that he spoke to us about was China. And so things are happening. They're happening everywhere. But I'm trusting God. Of course, we trust him for our welfare. Of course, we trust him for our peace. Of course, we are not at all worried. But we're not like ostriches with our heads in the sand. And we do know that all of these events on the earth, God's hand is there. God's eye is upon. And he has a will that he wants into the earth. And the way that he gets his will into the earth, one very, very important way, is that the saints in prayer pray. He once prayed and get his will into the earth. I'm thinking again, this may be your first call. This happening on this call began in November of 2020. As Max and I were on another prayer call, and Max, of course, you know, is a gentleman who came from Islamic world because of a supernatural experience with God. God speaking audibly, calling his name. And so then Max began to have visions, and most of them, a lot of them have to do with international doings. And so I came in on it as someone that was recommended to him, help him judge his visions and his supernatural happenings. And then Max and I were both on a prayer call. It wasn't our prayer call, it was someone else's. And we were both on it, and of course, we were praying in tongues. Max heard this. Pay attention. He heard me speak in Arabic. I speak in Arabic. What I think is happening here is exactly what happened in Acts chapter 2. It doesn't say they spoke with other tongues. Go back and read it. It says people. It doesn't say that the people who came from the upper room were speaking in their own languages of the other nations who were gathered there for the Jewish feast, the Jewish Moed. No, it says they heard them speak in other tongues. So that's what happens with Max. He hears me speak in Arabic, and it happened that first time in November 2020. And the Lord then said to Max, this is an assignment. You're going to hear in Arabic what Billy is saying. What is yet to come? So what we're going to be praying today is the future. What's yet to come? The Lord said to Max, pay attention to what you hear in Arabic, your native tongue. It will sound to you with no accent. I am revealing to you through all the saints in prayer. So the important part of this call is you. The important part is that you put your heart and your mind on God and you let him have your tongue and give you utterance. Oh, how we pray and thank God utterance in tongues. I know of some things happening in this earth, and I cannot sit here in this hotel room and say, here's what you do, Lord. Now, this is what you need to do about China, and here's what you need to do about Russia, and here's what you need to do in the Ukraine. I don't know what he needs to do, but he knows. And through the avenue of putting it into our mouths, he gets his will spoken in the earth. We're going to pray today. Max, do you have anything to say to the people, the prayers, before we begin?
No, just to continue standing together. Praise the Lord. He is speaking to us, and he is revealing things yet to come. Praise the Lord. Stay in peace. Yes.
And pray in peace. Not in any way worried. Not in any way. Only, you remember, we've been on the call, but I do have the idea that there may be some new ones on the call today. And so he always signs with his signature, trust in me. So that's where our trust is. That's where our peace is. Not at all worried. Not afraid of bad news. Hallelujah. So we just want to praise you, Lord, and thank you. I want to thank you, Father, that in April 1967, you led this young woman, as I was then, young mother. You led me from my walls that were built around me that did not understand speaking with tongues, told someone it was of the devil. But you had mercy on me and led me where I could be taught and see in the very scriptures where you have another experience for us after we've been born in spirit, that we can be filled with the spirit. And then it's written in 1 Corinthians 14:2, when we pray in other tongues, we speak not unto man, for no man understands us. Howbeit in the spirit we're praying mysteries to the Father. We know those mysteries are your plans. We know that you have plans for everything that's happening today on this earth. And Father, we are the instruments through this marvelous gift of tongues with interpretation of tongues. As you're going to allow Max to hear in his native tongue, Arabic. Father, we're so thankful. I'm so thankful. Babo Shwelta Levando no Combre Kala Kafito Gajando Lola Capri Nanya Nakora Kakaka Lodija Kamre Nekala Koki Majuta 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 Balsinim Angola Capito Frangiano Majita Ozivrando no Compre Frete Maliduria makala kangiri teshko don shantoro kompe kafraniete elevrandora kashinango istianto ritua franieko oh bale affronde le gambre li tashko don gene gombrambie ne kona kompre che prettishko don gene gambra Tashwanya from Pitanyo no Kobrika la Kabambi. Madiatora, Angala Teshke. Vavrodishon Nicola Cabretia Bratino no cope. Vavagnorante. Giano Vicala. Bovrisha no 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 calacayata. Vadio dobre vragna Nicola Cabretia do Goshende de Cabretta Fronteca. Oh, Latonia Nakaya Nakala Cabrake. Dobrodove, Nicola Cobretia, Vandiana no comble cala cabretie. O braschete, papolita mangatie. E dagna na cola, tala cacaia na cala cabrandie. O jane ne cala cobrede, le caia na na haia na na nambre caia. Gibro dua vrotisco tebre vrangiana nannie. Ma chi la camba tasche camba caia. Ma godonia ne cole cabra che ta hascian che le godol sciacchetta. O fratisca taglie le cole cabre. Di gubra vrediano non nombri cafra cadacaia ne cole combrandie ne cole congenie ne cole covratie. In Nuri adoro con le tegne, in Italia capra malattia, non ho niente, non ho niente, non ho niente, con le copracchi, con d'angere, con tosche, capricca, capricca, niente. Bella tua, sciandolo con la capracchia. Capitura mani, ancora balletta, doia, non caia, ne cala cabraglia, non ogni, ne cola cabraglia, ne catasca. Gridu tua, magito cora tasca. La tonia, ne cora catata cati, te lo comprende di balatupra, e je ne cora nata le canga la tora taccia, toccongo. Ciadiote. Malita. Avrodiano, malitai. Calitanieno non nienica, la torta, la chissa. Obilidario non nionde, le cole caffracche, le cotosche, tabre, calacanca. Abilatura maia, la cole caffitto, le combrattia non tance. Maia tora, maia tora. Due bratini, un cuore che davi, ma non corri, ma li tai e ne cala cavra balatiato. Cavianto lo copre, me tasco to prate. Cavianto lo copre, quadiano. Obriato, bratiano, no copre ti fra. Asciudo, ma scende li capra. Copre miei tai e no cora pacchi. Aliandolo cora, maiata. Bandiolo cosca, maiata. Se bevro nietto, lugubre vretà, aliantore, pacca la cangaglia. Si denonie ne calagaja la cabretia, frattiano non prendi a tole vele pagne ne colo compra. Gabitaia na capra. Asi non ho niente con le cabrecchie a viglio, non con le cate calacaglia, non con le cabrecchie. E c'è un nome che le codosce candata, non con le cabrecchie, le codosce tancette. Ushua, Makita. Gombra vito la bardiana. Gogeni un nome che le cacaglia, non con le calatita. Cavidania no cocola cabretta la cagna la corona cala cripio do gobre cala cadance de cotosche e già non ho coro ma caia ne cala cavito da cabe cala con gandia non ho nombre cala cataia li cotosche tapla bevuava diandolo gobre che le caprantia da gambavi da giondi di condance Bushwali toro makaya na kala kahala kambrange ne kata kadabre kata gadashki danya na kahala kambre ne kombrake
Et je ne nomme que les cotons, mais que les cotons à la cambre, à la catashka. Nicole Kaye, Nakahala Cabra, Nakahala Cabratia, Nakahala Cabratia, Dijotoria, mais soto maki. Habitua à la cora, ma calacoton, j'ai le cotoshka. Que la dièche coton, Nicole Kahala Cabratia. Habitania, Nakora, mais le taille. Labidanyota makaya neke leta. Dwanya neke. Aboratishko. Oh, balatifra makaya nikolo kohole gavenya no kohole katala kongam. Yeah, the good price rete. Ishine kora mikale kaya no kohole kongala katiana no nombre kale kadavle mekala kakaya no kohole kamba. Ishwato do kope, tenikandiana no koryat. Galidwa Baratishkanyo. Krilato Barakaya Nakalaki Letonya Nikalakaya Nakalakavara Dijon de la Kutacha. Pejwatu Belebrandyona Nikaya Nakalakakambre Kalakabinyo Nokolokobreke Nikalakaya Nakalakabara. Uji de Kotevre Bele Kotashka Panche de Kotashka. Oh la Tito. Agidaniero non nikala kai e tudo cobre vredi stando lo cobra cattivo. Agidaniero con la cafra che da che va sento. Il duo di varra di giannano con la catasca to e che tu braffe che de con kai e con la cobra che de con giana non nombre non nombre non nombre non nombre non nombre di calaca. Acho que era Nico, Mangala Coro, Precatecatatiamba, Egidicane, Nicoro, Macai. Cadê, Nanya, no nome, Cala Capricio, de Codosca, Tipa, Macalit. Valediana, Nakalekenya, Nicola Cafrati, de Cadasha, Angelo Cobra, Tira Cotavra. Militenia, Nicola Cafrati, de Cafrati, de Cavagna, Nicola Cabretti. Oh, Calacaya. Calacangaria, nella combre, Calacanganga, le diano, non combre, breve, allora. Poi vedo, brame. Da tutto papà prende Nicola, carattigno. Stagno ancora pentavra. E le cangiuta, lasciandolo con brocche. Ah, ma sciottora, pitagno lo cobra. Cavidiliandolo con le belle pagnato. Cavide le dora, ma le tenie ne coho la caia na caha la cabre tene ca la caia na caca. E le vrete ne ca. Ah, ma na caia na caha la cabra. Che le ve bataia na caha la cabra, na coda da cambra. Donia ne calacaia na caha la cabra. Vigiatori a balitani e Nicola Cavabaccia, andola con la cavi belle niente di caro, niente di cola caia, una cola caia, una cola tigna, una cola. Obbligataia ne fatto ma si te malonde. Pasco d'ombre, infagna di capra, tigna, una copre. Ma è tua, ma siete ne cambra cala cocca. Naši danio na kohola kapri, kale kadaška dani žiri go doho šakita. Kenja ne karija na nagahala kapri. I gala kanja na kohola kapri, kale go doho šakita. Makila topra, makila topra. Onyam randi ne kaha ayena kohola kapra kala kati. Sanciando lo kobra ke frateke. Adonia. Bro, bratia, no cabre, ne gajanto, le mre baia na calacacaia, na cohola cabanga. Gajandora biscotto. No cotta. Proprio calacane. Anciaro nonia ne calacaia. La bella tenia ne calacofretti di cobreggia da cabla, tisco. E battiano no coho la cai. Cadaliete con cacaccio. Gendolo gombra calacalaca, nano nonni e ne calacapati. Se brata gendana la cai e la calacabra. Metturi matile cambrasche tamariana la cambra. Ibrei due fra la carataia la calacacca, la catagadoro, shanti de cotoro, shanti de cotoro, shanti. Carita biando, yana la calacca, frati, cotosca, te, pretti calacande. Giada vrandia ne cora maiana ne copebe le teiano, sempre na caia na caia. Di giatto lo copre che di chi fra. Mai è tutto. È tutto fea, ma che la combre che di catasca. Abitagno non nombre, che frandia ne cabra, non erto, non ne coho la cava. Bebo, brane hanno non nombre, che le cabrato, lo comprato, bre beletelli, amando lo copre, che la caia Nicola. Ti giuano freddi, tanio no cora valetati ad adabapagne. Mestora ma caja la capra, la chitio, non un nombre, che la caprati, le condoro shantito. Ma con la cojo la capri, ogni no cojo la cavacche, a jana no nombre, ma con la copra, che la bambe. Gojuani ne kala gavedo barandi ne koko la kai menyo na noma magila tanya magila tanya. Ade vratoshka denye ne kotoshka magila tosya makahala ka menyo na kola ka barakai na kala ka babe diana na nombre kala katashka. Bruata le cambrene ne calaca haia da cocola cacaia. Gali d'agnano da nombre calaca caia ne calaca brate. Cascinieto no copre fatto no copre na caia. Vedagne ne cocola capricca da gada shanti. Mascitagne ne cocola capra. Abitaliando lo copre ti riasciante di godo hosciante di godo hosciante. Arrivatania ne coro catape. Abitaca variana nannanie in ipatua scattoria. Ibilitania ne coro la cambito, gambrogno ne cara. Ascitanieto, gabitaniana, abita viene chi chiata. Le Katya, praise your name. Praise your name, Holy Father. Praise your holy, holy, holy name. Oh, Father, we're just so thankful, just so thankful. We're so dependent upon you, Lord. Without you, we could do nothing. It's only by your mercy that you allow us to hear from you in this marvelous, wonderful way. Thank you for your holy written word. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God and the avenue of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Here we go. Here's the words from the Lord. The answer of your prayers this morning. Daniel 12:4. The book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4. Next line. The book is sealed, but you will know through the prayer with my prophet. The book is sealed, but you will know through the prayer with my prophet.
I want to ask you something just a minute.
Go ahead.
Is there an ED on the word seal?
Yes.
Okay.
The book is sealed. Yeah. Sorry about that. Maybe I didn't.
That's fine.
Announce. Yeah.
It's fine. Mm-hmm.
Next line. You stay awake, for I am going. Oh, no, coming, sorry. You stay awake, for I am coming. I am the only way. You stay awake, for I am coming. I am the only way. Then the Lord gave us Matthew 24, verses 42 and 44 through 44. Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 through 44. Underline this line here. The war in an hour they think they know.
Could
the
you
war,
say that again?
Yes. The war in an an hour they think they know. The war in an hour. They think they know. Next line. Oh, underline it as well.
Oh,
so this line is...
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
That underline the war in an hour, they think they know?
Yes, underline that. And underline this coming one as well. Understand my words and my teachings. Understand my words and my teachings. Understand my words and my teachings. Underline it. Then he gave us 1 Timothy 4:1. 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1. They have time to repent, as Peter said to them. They have time to repent, as Peter said to them. They have time to repent, as Peter said to them. Then the Lord gave us Acts 2, verse 38. Next line. listen, you shall be in a great place with me. Listen, you shall be in a great place with me. Listen, you shall be in a great place with me. Next line, stay with me. Underline it. Stay with me. Oh, I am. I don't know why I skipped that. It's right there. So underline this line. I'll read it again. Stay with me. I am. Then he gave us Psalm 91.
You know,
91.
I want to say something here.
Go ahead.
When I write I am,
uh-huh,
I do it in caps like it's his name. Because that's what his name means. He is, he was, he is to come. Or he was, he is to come. Or he is to come, he is to was. And it's I am. That's why it was translated I am when it was spoken to Moses in Exodus 3. So I just write that with a capital I, capital A-M, every time he says it. It's kind of like he signs his name. So I put stay with me. I wrote that in writing, a script. And then I put I am in capital print letters. That's the way I do it. So excuse me and go ahead.
Okay. No, that's all right. Give me time to read the next line. Praise the Lord. I mean, I was listening too, but I was going to say
sure,
also.
Sure, but uh-huh.
The I is capital.
Okay.
I just caught that here. Yeah. Even going back up.
Mm-hmm.
You stay awake, for I am, the I is capital. Every
mm-hmm.
I is capital.
I put the I capital. And then I do the next word, A-M, I am coming. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16.
Oh, that's the whole psalm.
Oh, it is. Okay. I didn't know that. Psalm 91, 1 through 16. Next line. For them, they speak things. Do not listen to them. For them, they speak things. Do not listen to them. They are not with me. Okay, I'll read it again. For them, they speak things. Do not listen to them. They are not with me. It's a long line. For them, they speak things. Do not listen to them. They are not with me. Next line. Oh, Psalm 94, the whole psalm. He gave us Psalm 94 when we prayed for 10 minutes, just an hour on, at 3BI last year. He gave us Psalm 94, and he gave us, I believe, Ephesians. Okay. Psalm 94.
It's a long psalm. He gave us the whole psalm.
He gave us the whole psalm.
Oh, let's look it up. You know what it begins with? O Lord, God of vengeance.
There, next line, underline it. I'm going to spell this word. I'm not sure if this is an S. D-E-S-I-R-E-S.
What is the first word?
There.
Like belonging to them, T-H-E-I-R?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next word, D-E-S-I-R-E-S.
Their desires.
Oh, it is desires. Okay. Yeah, the E have a really long loop to it here. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So I decided I was praying, and I decided just to take my time when I read them because I always just me, you know, I feel like I need to read them and.
Sure.
But now I'm just
going to
take my
whatever
time.
Whatever you need to do.
Praise mm-hmm. the Lord. So their desires, and you can't stop them. Their desire, and you can't stop them. Then he gave us 2 Peter 3:3. I'm sorry, I'm in the building and somebody knocked on the door. Maybe it's a security guy, but I'll continue reading. I have my notebook in my hand. Second Peter 3:3. Oh my goodness. Next line. Ezekiel war for your sake and them. It shall and will manifest.
Okay, can you read that please again?
Yes. Ezekiel war for your sake and them, it shall and will manifest.
Okay, I need to ask a question. Just a moment here.
Okay.
Still writing. Okay, Ezekiel war for your sake, and is the next word them, T-H-E-M?
Yes.
And them, it will manifest. It shall and will manifest.
Yes.
Ezekiel war for your sake and them, it shall and will manifest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Then he gave us 1 Peter 1:20.
Okay.
Avoid some people. I have the power. Avoid some people. I have the power. Then he gave us 2 Timothy 3:5. Timothy 3:5. Sorry, that was the security guy. I opened the door for him, and I'm back to my office now. God is good. At least he didn't come when we were praying.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So 2 Timothy 3:5. Next line, underline it. And you will be blessed for walking with me. And you will be blessed for walking with me. And you will be blessed for walking with me. Next line, Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Yeah, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Next line. It will get dark, but the nations will be in my light. America?
It will get, just a minute. It will get dark, okay. And what's the next word?
It will get dark, but the nations will be in my light. Now, this line goes on to America. So, after light, America, team, Israel, church. Let me read it again in full. It will get dark, but the nations will be in my light. America, Team Israel, Church. Okay. Got that one?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah.
Well, let me read it again to you, make sure. It'll get dark, but the nations will be in my light.
It will get dark.
It will get dark, but the nations will be in my light. America, Team, Israel, Church.
Correct. Then the Lord gave us Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3. Isaiah 60, 1, 2, 3. Next line. I need you to keep looking forward. I need you to keep looking forward. Proverbs 4:25-27. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. Next line. Underline this line. Be a servant of me. I am. There it goes again. I am the I's capital. And the power in you. I'll read it again. Be a servant of me. I am, and the power in you. Be a servant of me. I am the power in you. Galatians 1, verses 10 through 12. 1, 2. Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Next line, also underlined. Your cover is my shield. Your cover, C-O-V-E-R. Is my shield. Your cover is my shield. Then he gave us Psalm 91 again, with few verses in it. Psalm 91, 3 and 4. Psalm 91, verses 3 and 4. Oh, my Lord, listen to this. This is a really long line. Start with, listen. It is me who shall break the nations off. Persia. Russia. China, Turkey, Syria, North Korea.
Can you read those nations again?
Yes. I was going to read the whole thing more than once, but I'll read the nations again.
Read the whole thing, yeah. Why don't you read the nations and then read the whole thing, please?
Okay. Persia, Russia, China, Turkey, Syria, North Korea, and many more of the wicked countries. Stay with me, church. Now, I'm going to read the whole thing from the beginning.
Let us get a little time here.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to read it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read it slow as well, too. Listen. It is me who shall break the nations of Persia, Russia, China, Turkey, Syria, North Korea, and many more of the wicked countries. Stay with me, church. Why don't you read it now just to make sure you have everything?
Okay. Listen.
Please.
It is me who shall break the nations of Persia, Russia, China, Turkey, Syria, North Korea, and many more of the wicked countries. Stay with me, church.
That's correct. Then the Lord gave us Jeremiah 51, verses 20 and 21.
Okay, Jeremiah chapter 51,
verses
20 and 21.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 51, 20 and 21.
Correct. Oh, underline it. Jeremiah 51, 20, 21. Underline it. Just book,
okay.
Yeah.
Underline there
is a line
reference.
Underline this. Yeah. Jeremiah, yeah. Next line. And I will guide you. I am your Jesus. Wow. And I will guide you. I am your Jesus. Next line. Revelation. Seven. Yeah, that's seven. Revelation 7, 17. The book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 17. And then next line is, on the right hand.
On the right hand?
On the right hand, yeah. Yeah, four words, on the right hand. Next line. Hand, not hands. There is no S. Next line. I am the one seated. S-E-A-T-E-D. Yeah, I am the one seated, church. I am the one seated, church.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 12:2. Trust in me. Underline it. So Hebrews 12:2. Next line is trust in me, which is his signature, but this morning is underlined.
This is quite a day.
Praise the Lord.
Quite a day. Mm-hmm. Let me get my computer seated, fixed up here. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I just do thank you. I really am so very, very thankful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. My Father, we just thank you. I thank you for this computer, even. I thank you that I can in all these translations of your wonderful, wonderful word. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It begins with a scripture, Daniel 12:4. Just a minute. Didn't like the way I typed in Daniel.
Well,
sometimes
you better.
Sometimes. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is the ESV. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. The book is sealed, but you will know through the prayer with my prophet. Just stay awake, for I am coming. I am the only way. God told Daniel to seal the book. He gave all these wonderful prophecies, very revealing prophecies, but then he put a seal on them. The people couldn't really understand. They couldn't really know. But he says, we will know. We've come to the time that he's going to reveal to us the meaning of the book through prayer with my prophet. And we do have with our 3BI online, Billy Brim Bible Institute, we have the book of Daniel. And a lot has been revealed. You might want to get that. The book is sealed, but you will know through the prayer with my prophet. You stay awake, for I am coming. I am the only way. Matthew 24, 42 through 44. This is in the ESV. Therefore, stay awake, for you not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The next line is underlined. The war, in an hour, they think they know. Understand my words and my teachings. All of that underlined.
Yes.
1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. I'm going to read it to you in the King James. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So we don't want to get into any of those things. How do we make sure we don't? We stay in God's Word. His Word is the final authority. They have time to repent, as Peter said to them, Acts 2:38. And Peter said to them, repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the people of this earth have got time to repent. Listen, you shall be in a great place. Is the word with me in there?
Yes.
Okay, I forgot to write that down. Listen, you shall be in a great place with me. Then underlined we have, stay with me, I am. And then we have Psalm 91, 1 through 16. I'm going to read this. I kind of mix it up. But I read it like this. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of Shaddai. That's the word there. I will say of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers me from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. Cover me with his wings, pinions, and under his wings I take refuge. His truth is my shield and my buckler. I am not afraid. I personalize it. I am not afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For I have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High, my dwelling place. No evil will befall me, neither will any plague near my dwelling, my tent. For he gives his angels charge over me to guard me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I strike my foot against a stone. I will tread on the lion and the serpent. Will I trample down? And then here's what the Lord says back to us. Because you have loved me, because you've set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you on high because you know my name. You will call upon me and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. The last word being Yeshua. I personalize it, and that's the way I read it every day. For them, they speak things. Do not listen to them. They are not with me. Now we have what is for them. This is going to be Psalm 94. I shall read it in the ESV. O Lord, God vengeance. That would be O Jehovah, El. Put L there for God of vengeance. O God of vengeance, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Repay to the proud what they deserve. O Jehovah, how long shall the wicked exult? They pour out their arrogant words. All the evildoers boast. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the sojourner and murder the fatherless. And they say, the Lord Jehovah does not see. God of Jacob does not perceive. Understand, O dullest of the people. Fools, when will you be wise? Who planted the ear? Does he not hear? Who formed the eye? Does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, Lord Jehovah, knows the thoughts of man. They are but a breath. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law.
to give him rest from days of trouble, until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. Justice will return to the righteous, the upright, all the upright in heart will follow it. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? The Lord, Jehovah, had not been my help. My soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought, my foot slips. Your chesed, O Jehovah, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute? That's a very interesting verse. They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my rock, my God, the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God, that is Jehovah our Elohim, will wipe them out. What a psalm. All judgment, all. I'm going to look at that verse 20 in the Amplified. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you, they who frame and hide their righteous doings under the name of law? I'm going to read it in the King James. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frames mischief by a law? And this is it in the New American. Can a throne of destruction be allied with you, one who devises mischief by decree? In other words, they take mischief. They take unholy things, even destruction, and make it into law. But it's not God's doing.
No, he said
the whole psalm. Read,
yeah. Praise the Lord.
That whole psalm is vengeance, God taking vengeance. I'd hate to be them. I'm glad to be we who are taught, have the sense. Any man can have it. Any man on earth. Some don't have the access to it that we do. In God's mercy, we pray for them. But in God, we who have access to the Word of God, we stay with him. We take it. We stay in the Word. We stay in our prayers, and we stay with each other.
Amen.
The next line that the Lord gave is their desires, and you can't stop them. In other words, what he just gave us in Psalm 94, the vengeance is coming on some people, and it's what they desire, and though we'd like to stop them, we can't, but he can, and he will. Now, what is the next next scripture reference? 2 Peter what?
3:3.
2 Peter 3:3. Okay.
Yeah.
Notice, first of all, that in the last days, mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts. King James says, and also the EV, knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days, following their own sinful desires or their own lusts. See, that's their desires. And the ESV uses the word desires, following after their own sinful desires. Ezekiel wore, for your sake and them, it shall and will manifest.
1 Peter 1:20. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you. Hallelujah. Avoid some people. I have power. 2 Timothy 3:5. Having the appearance of godliness and denying its power. Avoid such people.
Wow.
ESV. And will be blessed for walking with me. Psalm 119, 1 through 8. Moment here. This is the longest book in the Bible, and if you have a book, a Bible that gives you, it has all the alphabet, and each of the letters, and Aleph is the first letter, A is for us, Aleph is the first letter, and each of the letters have 8 verses that begin with a word, starts with Aleph. So here is the Aleph. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. I have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules or decrees. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. In this whole psalm, and it's the longest book in the Bible, every verse, I think but one, mentions his law, his word, his decrees, his commandments, his statutes, something that has to do with what he has decreed, every one of these verses. It has to do literally with his word.
Wow.
It will get dark, but the nations will be in my light. America, team, Israel, church. Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. The Lord, and that's Jehovah, will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, kings to the brightness of your rising. I need you to keep looking forward. Proverbs 4, 25 through 27. Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder or watch the path of your feet. Then all your ways will be sure or established. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil.
Wow.
Be a servant of me. I am and the power in you. Or is it just I am the power in you? Is the word and in there?
Yes, there's and. I am.
Okay.
And the power
I am
in you.
And the power in you. Galatians 1, 10 through 12. For I am now seeking, or am I now? Or am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, was I taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. There's a lot in that.
If we try to please, that says in there that if we try to please man, we're not a servant of Christ. And he told us here in this word, be a servant of me. We need to please him. Okay. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him. I like the King James. I'm going to read it. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power works in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world, without end. Amen. Ooh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Your cover is my shield. Psalm 91, verses 3 and 4. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler or the trapper, and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions. King James says he will cover you with his feathers. Mm-hmm. And under his wings, you will take refuge, find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Hallelujah. He's covered with our shield. We're covered. We're covered. What does your covering people say? Ooh, ooh. His faithfulness, his truth, his, my God. That's our cover. Listen. It is me who shall break the nations of Persia, Russia, China, Turkey, Syria, North Korea, and many more of the wicked countries. Stay with me, church. Jeremiah 51, 20 and 21. Well, this is the King James. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. And with thee I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Here it is in the ESV. You are my hammer and weapon of war. You know, I like the King James or the NASB. The NASB says, you are my war club. The King James says, you're my battle axe. I like that. With you, and this is going on in the American, New American. With you, I shatter nations. And with you, I destroy kingdoms. With you, I shatter the horse and his rider. With you, I shatter the chariot and its rider. Now, when this was written originally, who it was spoken to, I'm going to read you now in the Amplified. Now, the Amplified Bible amplifies the original language. In the Amplified Bible, they put into brackets things they think will help you, but it's not really in the text. But and then they put in parentheses some further things that could be taken from that word.
So I want you to understand that part of this is in brackets, but it is in the Amplified Bible. And now listen to this. You, bracket, Cyrus of Persia, soon to conquer Babylon, in bracket, are my battle axe, from all and weapon of war. With you, I break nations in pieces. With you, I destroy kingdoms. With you, I break in pieces the horse and his rider. With you, I break in pieces the chariot and the charioteer. But I really don't think that's, I really don't think you can apply that here, what's in brackets there. I like the King James best of all. For thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. With thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Okay, it's God who's going to do it. You have it there. But he'll use instruments. He'll use his people. He'll use Israel. He'll use whomever he wants to use.
But it's him
doing the breaking and the shattering.
Yeah.
Will guide you. I am your Jesus. Revelation 7:17. For the Lamb, this is the King James, is in the midst of the throne, shall see them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, hasten the day, Lord. Hasten the day. That's what I said here. On the right hand, I am the one seated. Church, Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne. That was King James. Trust in me. Underlined.
Hallelujah.
Whoa, there's a lot in that. A lot.
Yes, there is.
So you'll get more, too, as you meditate. Go over these scriptures. But God is speaking to us about things happening right now. Things just ahead.
You know, Miss Willie.
Yes, go ahead.
It's very clear when the Lord said, after Matthew 24:42-44, the war in an hour. They think they know, and he said, understand my words and my teachings.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is it. We are to understand his words today, and we are to understand what he is teaching us today and what he wanted us to know and what he wanted us to stand on. So let's not add to it or take away from it. I would say stand your ground in prayer. And we are going to be all right. Praise
and
the Lord.
I think when he says understand, he's not only telling us to understand, but he is giving his, it's as if he held out his hand to us and says, understand. Like he's giving us understanding.
Yes.
So as we go over these, I write them down. As we go over them, we'll have understanding. Give it to us.
Yeah.
Praise his name. Oh, my, what a warning, what a day, what a morning. And it's all about the end things. He began with the end things right there in Daniel chapter 12. And then he ended us with the end things right over there in Revelation. So this is it. Here we are, and praise the Lord. Blessed. We're very blessed. Thank you, Father. And Holy Father, we shall meet again with you at noon. Trust you to bless all the people. Help the people who are stranded here.
I'm looking out and seeing ice on the trees. Brother Hagee said, we don't have weather like this in San Antonio. We're having it. So praise God, and I trust you're safe and you're warm, and we shall meet again right here at the throne of God at noontime central, and we will begin at 12 o'clock. But there will not be anyone at Prayer Mountain today. And so we ask you to help us pray about the meeting that we trust we can have in Houston. I don't look it to be a large meeting. We'll just find a place, and without any real big to-do, probably won't even do any video of it. We will just meet and share, and I don't even know what it's going to be yet, but I don't know that Paul always had a month's notice to the people when they're going to come someplace. We'll announce it if we get it, and but you might save the dates till you hear more about it. So we thank you, and we'll meet you at noontime right here. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.